So right now, I just want to make double check sure that my special guest is on the line. Tony, you with us?
I sure am, Kevin.
All righty, sir. It's so nice to have you. I just love our little chat. So, guys, let me give Tony a proper introduction. For those of you that do not know Tony, Dr. Tony, he comes to us via Ireland, but currently residing in Malibu, California. See, back in, when he was younger, he had some situations in his life where some people kind of, you know, they didn't have the best of health, and that really concerned him because he wanted to impact health. So he went to school, became a certified nutritionist, became a certified certified nutritionist and a certified doctor in health. So I tell you, he's absolutely very well read, very learned. He's very, very fluent in neuro-linguistic programming. He's got a second degree black belt in Taekwondo. He, as I said, he formulated our fruits, formulated our greens. He is a certified herbalist, certified nutritionist. I mean, his accolades and list goes on and on and on. I'm really privileged because I call him my friend. When he comes to Phoenix, we go to dinner, we go out, and we have a good time. We celebrate life. We celebrate our friendship. And I just love this man more than I can say over the phone. So, guys, please welcome to the call the one and only Dr. Tony O'Donnell. Good evening, Tony.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And also, as you know, I've written 14 books on health with a doctorate in psychology and a PhD in addiction. So I've been working, Kevin, since I've last seen you.
I know that you have. You've been a very, very busy leprechaun.
Yeah, you got that right, buddy.
Well, it's thank so you nice for making time on our Monday night to come and visit with us. I think sometimes our visits are way too far and in between, so I'm glad you're here. I'm almost kind of glad Susan and Chris are out gallivanting Canada, selling their house and moving down here so that you and I can have this little chat. So
I know.
Let's get started, okay?
We had breakfast not so long ago in beautiful Scottsdale, so I have a home there, and I do TV news there for the local Channel 3 News, and we had a decadently delicious, beautiful breakfast together.
It's always fun to have you come to town because we always get together, and it's either dinner, lunch, or breakfast, one of those, and we always have a great conversation. You're just an amazing individual, one of my dearest friends. I just love to call you friend, Tony, so thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much. You're very kind, and I love your energy. Could you have a little more energy, please?
Well, you know, I'm trying. Maybe I should take an e-shot here. I've got one handy. Maybe I could pop one here real quick and get going here. But, you know, let's get right into the goods, Tony. And before we talk about actually the greens and the fruits, let's just talk about fruits and vegetables in general. Because knowing what you know, the majority of the American populace and the Canadian populace as well doesn't have the input, or, you know, doesn't take the vegetables and fruits that we need on a daily basis. And so if they did, If Americans and Canadians were to ingest enough fruits and vegetables, how would that impact the statistical health of North America?
Very good question, Kevin. So glad you asked that. Well, research indicates that 86% of the people in America, North America, don't eat hardly any fresh fruits and vegetables, yet the research indicates that those who do, and if we did, we would reduce our incidence of degenerative disease significantly, roughly 66%. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And in cultures that consume copious amounts of dark leafy green vegetables and colored superfoods, degenerative disease is non-existent. They have a longer lifespan. They have less pain and suffering. They're leaner, fitter, and healthier. They have more cognition. And obviously, they have a better quality of life in cultures that do that, as distinct from us here in America, where we have lots and lots of food, but we don't consume a plentiful supply of our colored superfoods, which the United States Department of Agriculture tells us on a continuous basis that we should be consuming at least 13 servings. So economically, biologically, physiologically, psychologically, what does that mean for our population? It means we have less sick days. We have more productivity as a result of being healthier, being stronger, having better self-esteem. We contribute to society better. We have less pain and suffering, less death in our families. As I mentioned, economic status has changed dramatically. Socioeconomic status has changed dramatically. When you're healthier, you have the opportunity to get a better job. And when you have a better job, you have better education. Better education, you are more productive to society. So the opposite is also true when you're socioeconomically challenged, when you have poor health. you are unable to work. You're unable to be productive as you could and should be. And that's why the average person who lives in Germany produces twice as much as his or her average counterpart here in the United States. They save more money, are more productive, have a better healthcare system than we do in America. We have a broken healthcare system. And unfortunately, this is what happens, Kevin. So we have a sick nation. We have poor productivity. We spend less money as a result, but we spend an awful lot of money on healthcare, $650 billion a year. So it's a real issue. And that number is getting higher and higher. This is the first generation where children will die before their parents. So from an economic standpoint and from a cultural, psychological standpoint and from a productive standpoint and from a longevity standpoint, we are in dire straits as it relates to our healthcare in this country because it's broken and it's terribly broken. And thank goodness we have a company like Isagenix who addresses some of the core issues that we're faced with on a daily basis, from the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water that we drink, and the lack of fresh fruits and vegetables, and the lack of cleansing and detoxifying our body, and particularly as it relates to high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, and obesity.
Wow. That was a long laundry list of the things that are wrong with us because we do not ingest the proper amounts of fruits and vegetables. Now, before we go on, I do need to say that just in case there's anybody listening from the FDA or FTC, that Isagenix does not cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Everything we're talking about tonight is for training purposes only, and the reference to fruits and vegetables was just that, a reference to fruits and vegetables. So, Tony, 13 servings of fruits and vegetables in a day. Who could do that?
Well, nobody's doing it, Kevin. I know I'm working really hard at doing that, and that's one of the reasons why I created these. I have over a couple hundred products that I have developed over the years for various corporations, including my own corporation here in Los Angeles, and also, of course, Isagenix, who have been my family for over 13 years now. Hardly anybody in the United States gets 13 servings, and it's virtually impossible to do so. So I knew there was a problem, and when I read the research, not only from the AMA, the American Medical Association, the National Institute of Health, the National Cancer Institute, all of these organizations were telling us and extolling, if you will, the health benefits of why fresh fruits and vegetables reduce oxidative stress. And I thought, well, this is fascinating. So we all rust on the inside, and I thought, well, that makes sense. And what causes us to rust on the inside? Well, free radical damage, the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water that we drink, the dietary choices that we make, the smoking, the cigarettes, the ding-dongs, the donuts, the big gulps, the french fries, the bladder busters, the beer, the wine, the recreational drugs, the saturated fat, the trans fats. All of these things cause a cascade of health problems for our blood vessels and for our body in general. We don't exercise like we should and could. We know that from research, if we exercise 30 minutes a day, we can cut cardiovascular disease, according to the AMA, by 50%. Who does that? Most people in America don't exercise, and this is why we have an overweight population who don't like to exercise, who love food. We have a love affair with food in this country. Now, couple that with looking at longevity from around the world. When we look at the Hunzas and the Vilcabendians and the Azerbaijanis and the Titicacans, these are the longest-lived people in the world. They don't have any processed food. They have no genetically modified food. They don't have the starch and the sugar. They don't have the white bread. They're lean. They're fit. They're healthy. They consume copious amounts of nuts and seeds and that which nature and God has provided for us, and they have more longevity than one could ever imagine. And this is why their health is so good. They're very lean. They're very fit, no obesity. They have beautiful teeth. They have a great connection with family and with friends. And they have become their own doctors. We write more prescription drugs in America than the entire world combined. We seem to be running to the doctor on a continuous basis. And that's what I was doing, Kevin, when I was a young boy growing up in my native Ireland. I seemed to be at the doctor on a continuous basis, and it bothered me. I like doctors. Many of them are my colleagues. Most of them are my colleagues. I just don't like medication. And so I had to find a new way, and that's one of the reasons why I formulated this product in the first place, was to address some of the issues of what was missing, the missing link, if you will, in people's diet. We now know irrefutably from all the different research organizations from around the world, whether it's the AMA I just mentioned, the United States Department of Agriculture, the National Institute of Health, the National Cancer Institute, they all tell us now we must consume fresh fruits and vegetables. Why? Because they're the highest on the DNA chain. They are the first product of life. They're loaded with chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is the blood of plants with almost an identical molecular structure as hemoglobin, which is the blood of human beings. And what that basically means is we're able to harness the energy of sunshine. And when I understood that, Kevin, when I knew when we rusted on the inside, and I thought, wow, if we can take these green superfoods into our body, which we're missing on a daily basis, we can essentially slow down the aging process. We can help reduce oxidative stress and reduce that rusting on the inside, hence the reason for the greens, and hence the reason why I created the Isofruits to address these pressing problems that face us. We have over 80 million baby boomers now in the United States, more so than ever before, and they wish to hold on to their health. And one way to do so is the ingestion of dark leafy greens and red-colored superfoods based on the research, not only, as I mentioned, from those different organizations, but also from Tufts University in Boston, the University of Canada, the British Journal of Medicine, and various other related periodicals from around the world, that in cultures that take in a cascade of colored superfoods, I call them superfoods, they provide us with tremendous antioxidant protection, thus giving us a better quality of life.
Oh, Tony, absolutely phenomenal answer. Thank you for that. And just by the way, you know, I'm looking at your book here, and I'm just happened to notice the date, 2001, Miracle Superfoods That Heal. For all of our guests on the call tonight, you might want to write this name down. Actually, I'm going to give you two names. Miracle Superfoods That Heal. If you want to get really in-depth about what Tony's talking about tonight and understand in-depth what he's really referring to, you pick that copy of that book up, Miracle Superfoods That Heal, and then also just a few years after that, he came out with Miracle Red Superfoods That Heal. So just in case you're not getting enough on the call tonight and really want to get into it, those are the two books I would pick up. You can find them at Amazon. I'm sure we might even have them at ISA Sales Tools. And Tony, I know that you'll probably give us a place that we can pick up a few copies of that at the end of the call as well. So
absolutely.
That being said, let's just talk about real quick, when you came out with fruits and when you came out with the greens, it really solved a plethora of problems, really. I mean, who can, like we said, who can consume 13 servings of fruits and vegetables, first off? And then secondly is you've put all the good stuff in one spot. I mean, all the fruit, let's just talk about the greens to start off with. All the good stuff out there that Mother Nature comes up with, you've put it all together and you've put it in the greens. Let's talk about what you got in there.
I mean, that's a good question, Kevin. Glad you asked that as well. One scoop is equivalent to 10,000 milligrams of greens, of our isogreens, and one scoop is equivalent to 10,000 milligrams of fruits. You just can't get that on a daily basis. You'd be running to the restroom, or you'd be in the store continuously buying fresh fruits and vegetables. They all would go off on you. It's hard to refrigerate and keep them fresh. And so I decided to address that very pressing problem, and as you use that great word, Kevin, I put a plethora, a synergistic blend, if you will, of all of these vital nutrients into one bottle. You get 90 minerals, 22 amino acids, 65% protein, which is found in the spirulina, and we did the same thing in the fruits because they're sister products that are meant to be taken together every day and also on a cleanse day because you lose vital nutrients. The letters and phone calls that I get, Kevin, bring tears to my eyes and make the hair stand in my arms because I understand the testimonials that people write to me. I get it because the vital nutrients are not in our food because we cook our food, and when we cook our food over 110, 115 degrees Fahrenheit, we destroy enzymatic activity and consequently the future life of the plant. So most people are nutrient deficient. And most of our soil, unfortunately, is nutrient deficient, doesn't have the dense nutrients that we had 30, 40, 50 years ago because of pesticides, herbicides, poor crop rotation, and not enough tending to the farms like I did when I was a kid growing up in Ireland. My father, God rest him, would say, son, it's very important that we fertilize the land, otherwise we won't have a harvest. I didn't really understand it as a kid. I sure understand it now because our soils are so deplete of vital nutrients, and this is why we have a dramatic increase in arthritis and scurvy and pain and suffering, degenerative disease. But we also know, Kevin, that in cultures, and this is categorically proven now from all the research, from all the leading research institutes and universities and hospitals from around the world, and I've written about this extensively in my 14 books, and those two books you mentioned, Miracle Green Superfoods That Heal and Miracle Red Superfoods That Heal, have been updated. There's more information in there. In cultures that consume the most amount of dark leafy green vegetables and colored superfoods, basically what they're saying is, without making any claims, we have less degenerative disease. It's as simple as that. They reduce the oxidative stress. They reduce free radical damage. from the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water that we drink. And this is why I've made it easy for people. You take a scoop of each. You can mix it in water. You can put it with your Isolene shake, and that's how I start my day. I notice a difference in my hair, my skin, and my nails. I had a gentleman say to me today, he said, you run 30, 35 years old. I said, yeah, you're right. Thank you very much. I'm 56 years old, well on my way to becoming 60, and I feel like a kid. I'm leaner, fitter, healthier. My skin is better than it was 20-plus years ago, and I can see the difference, and many people have told me, you look younger than you did 10 years ago. That's because we now have found truly the fountain of youth with the ingestion of our cleanse, of our Ionic Supreme, of ridding the body of the waste matter and giving the body the right nutrients. You can, in effect, without making any claims here and any calls, you can, in effect, slow down the aging process dramatically and reduce primarily, what I'm saying, oxidative stress or rusting on the inside. And that's exactly what our products are designed to do, is to thwart and to slow down and to help and assist and maintain optimal nutrient levels so that you have a better quality of life, free pain and suffering.
You know, and I want to say for everybody on the call tonight, Tony, thank you for that. Thank you for that, because if we didn't have these products, we'd still be in trouble. We'd still be in trouble. But we have now access to these in our back office. We can add them. We can go to our shopping cart and add them in a heartbeat. The problem is, we still have people, Tony, that aren't using them. People on this call that aren't using them. What do you say to those people?
That's a very good question. Well, I can tell you this, that they're the two top-selling products in the entire company. We've taken it from zero to hundreds of thousands of bottles now, literally every month with our company. We just launched, as you know, Kevin, a little over 2.5 months ago in Australia. It's remarkable. We're going to introduce it in all countries that Isagenics is doing business in. And so people who think that they're getting their vital nutrients from their food, well, I can honestly tell you, those of you who've been to my home, and I've had many of the leaders at my home, I walk it, I breathe it, I live it every single day. You can't eat 13 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day. It would be impossible, and you'd be in the restroom nonstop. And I wanted to formulate products that impact human life and make it easy for people. So one scoop gives you 10,000 milligrams of greens, and one scoop of Isofruits gives you 10,000 milligrams of fruit. Mix them together with water, or with your Isolene Pro, or with your hemp, vegan, vegetarian, or organic shake. Whatever works best for you, add blueberries. Blueberries are now, just as of last week, out of season, so I add in hemp protein in there, almond milk in there. I'll take it with water. I'll add in some essential fatty acids in there, MCT oil, medium-chain triglycerides, and I add in the really good stuff. So those of you who are sitting on the fence or not taking those products, you're doing yourself a disservice, because we know from all of the research, not just my research, but from the research from UCLA, David Geffen School of Medicine, from the British Home Journal, the British Medical Journal, the AMA, the American Medical Association, the National Institute of Health, the National Cancer Institute, the United States Department of Agriculture. I'm just looking at a study, Kevin. Here's what it says on the back. Framingham study out of Massachusetts, $30 million study, 66% reduction in degenerative disease when one consumes 5 to 7 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every single day. 86% of the U.S. population eats none. French fry is a vegetable, but it's a French fry, it's a French fry, it's a French fry that's been castrated, that's been burned, that's been heated in big ovens full of saturated fat, and that causes oxidative stress to your body. And what green foods and red foods do is, they block the oxidative stress. They block the saturated fat. They act as a rotor-rooter for your arteries, slowing down the rusting on the inside. Remember, as I've said, this is my third time saying this now, we all rust and damage RNA and DNA on the inside. And when we do that, we set ourselves up for blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, tachycardia, arrhythmia, diabetes, diabesity as it's now called, obesity, clinical obesity, weight gain, poor skin, hair, and nails, and the vital nutrients are lost in the cooking process. So for those of you who are sitting on the fence, it would make a lot of sense to you to add these two products to your order basket. Also, from a psychological, because I have a doctorate in clinical psychology, from a clinical standpoint, I've learned this, Kevin, going through grad school, that children who are given the right nutrients at a young age perform better academically, mentally, emotionally, physically, and on every test, they perform better versus the children who do not eat the right nutrients, particularly as it relates to the fresh fruits and vegetables. They have ADD, ADHD, poor concentration, and perform very poorly on academic tests versus the children who eat healthy, provided, of course, they get their fresh fruits and vegetables. So nutrition plays a crucial role from a cognizant, from a cognition standpoint, from a self-esteem standpoint, from a body composition standpoint, and from an academia or academic standpoint, and from a strength and overall awareness and concentration standpoint, from a sports level, children perform better in sports in all areas of their life when given the right nutrition. So hence the addition of the greens and fruits.
Tony, great answer. Great answer. Thank you for that, and thanks for going into depth on that. And I hope everybody is really taking notes and writing all this down, because it's more than just good health. I mean, it's more than just, you know, doing what we should do to fight antioxidants and free radicals and things of that nature. But think of it this way. I mean, if that's not a good enough reason, if you're not concerned about your health, how about this? Tony, imagine this. Imagine everybody on this call, if they were to look at their teams, their Isagenix teams, imagine if every one of those people on their team increased their shopping cart by 44 points. That's 22 points for a tub of fruits and 22 points BB for a tub of greens. Imagine if everybody increased their shopping carts by 44 points. How many more times would people on this call cycle? How many more times would people on this call make money? Would that be awesome?
Absolutely. And one of the reasons, Kevin, I'm so glad you're saying that, the reason why I created these products, some of you who have never heard me before, and for those of you who just joined the call for the first time or listened to this, hopefully you're recording this, Kevin, and they'll hear it on the playback. I lost my father, my mother, my brother-in-law, my uncle, my cousin, my fiance to heart disease and cancer. This is why I wanted to do something. I wanted to leave a legacy, Kevin. That's why I've written those books. My 15th book is about to come out really soon here, and hopefully we'll have it ready for celebration. I created these products to impact human life, to make a difference in the lives of our fellow man and woman. Mother Teresa was my mentor, and she said the healing of the sick is the greatest calling one can have for one's life. And my next book is dedicated to Mother Teresa. It's coming out very, very soon. It's well on its way to being finalized as we speak and I speak. And so I wanted to make a difference in people's lives, and I looked at longevity, Kevin, from around the world. I knew how sick people lived. I watched sick people. I watched my fiance die in front of me, weighing 87 pounds. I watched my mother die, my father die, my brother die. I watched friends die. I watched them not take care of themselves. I watched them smoke. I watched them drink. I watched them take pharmaceutical drugs. I didn't want that way of life, Kevin. I really didn't. I know you don't, and I know the people on the call, especially all the people at Isagenix, want to get away from psychotropic medication and SSRIs and various other types of medication that not only ruin the whole essence of who we are consciously, but also destroy our children and cause a lot of mayhem, pain, suffering, and dysbiosis and acidosis and sickness and pain and death. And I wanted to change that whole way of thinking in my own life so I could affect change in other people's lives. And this is why I created those products and all of the other products that I have created. And this is why I write the books and stay up late and get up early and do seminars and do calls such as this. And that's why I know you're passionate, Kevin, about people's health. When people meet Kevin, they are immediately struck by his great smile and his energy, because I wrote down one word tonight, Kevin, before you even started, and I just wanted to digress, if I may, for a moment. I was reading some of the great leaders in our country, the Henry Fords of the world, the Donald Trumps of the world, the Les Browns of the world, the Tony Robbins, the Jack Canfield, the Mark Victor Hansons of the world, all of our, and Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, all of our great leaders, Thomas Edison, all talked about one specific thing that will change your life, no matter what you are doing today, and that is energy. Because when you're able to transfer the energy into the mind and hearts and souls of another person, he or she will pick up on that energy. It becomes infectious, so he or she will make a decision in your favor. You can't affect change in another person if you don't have energy. You can't affect change if you're sick. You can only affect dramatic change when you're healthy, and this is why our green foods and our fruits and our cleanse and our Ionic Supreme and our Ageless Essentials and our Product B and our protein powders all address target-specific issues that are going on in our country, because we have a very sick country. We have children that are dying very young. We have parents that are on massive amounts of medication, grandparents on medication, and longevity, as we know it, has slowed down dramatically. Our job is to increase it dramatically by the choices that we make. You are your choices, and you are so much more than what you are right now. So it's time to make good decisions, read the labels, make better choices, develop strong energy, strong, great relationships with your family, with your community, with your church. Get around good people, up your energy, get lean, get fit, get healthy. Take the product, spread the word, and you too will become successful and financially free.
Tony, thank you. And you know what? People always, when we have a call like this, I thought you alluded to it early on, is my energy. And I try to bring as much energy to the call as I possibly can because I believe it's infectious, too. I believe that when you lead by example, showing the energy out there that's possible, people kind of want what you have. And you're that kind of person. I know that when we're out and about, and like if we're out to dinner or something like that, people kind of they're drawn to you. You have that kind of energetic personality as well that people want to know what you're doing, what you're about, and what makes you tick. And people on this call can make that happen too. People on this call, and I'm not saying that they're not like that, but they can be more like that if they really treated their bodies like the temples that you're talking about and ingested these fruits and vegetables and got themselves really, really super healthy. Because Tony, I think you are the picture of health, my friend. When I see you, it's just, I almost get like I feel like curling up in a corner going, oh my gosh, he doesn't want to be seen with me because I don't look like him. But you are absolutely the picture of health when we're together.
You know, Kevin, it's very kind of you to say that. I've had people say to me recently, have you had plastic surgery on your face? I said, no, it's called drinking our greens and our fruits every day. And when I go on CNN News, as you know, Kevin, I'm a contributing doctor for Channel 3 in Phoenix, my wonderful friends there, and various other stations all across the country. I do Fox News and ABC and NBC, CBS, Fox, and everything now is in high definition. So if you have a pimple on your face, it's kind of hard to cover it up, even with makeup. They always tell me, and I say this respectfully, not to be boastful, they say, oh, you don't need any makeup. Your skin is flawless. And this is what happens, Kevin, when you detox, when you cleanse your body, when you eat the right foods, when you walk in your walk and talk in your talk, you're right. People want to follow you. People want a part of what you are and who you are. Shakespeare says, who you are speaks so loudly, I care not what thou sayest. Jesus of Nazareth was the best MLM marketer the world has ever seen. He taught the word of God to the apostles, and they took that word and spread it all over the world. And your job in this world, in my opinion, is to do good for one another, to share goodness with others, to help your family get well, to help your community get well, to share in your church and your community, and to give back to other people and be a force for good in your community. When you look back on your life, have no regrets. As Les Brown, my good friend, says, live full and die empty. And I like to live full every single day because I want my life to be joyous, and I've decided to make my life joyous because I had set a goal for myself that I would align myself, Kevin, with a major corporation. I didn't know who it was at the time, a major corporation that would carry my products to the world, and that company happened to be Isagenics. I wrote it down, I crystallized it, manifested, and it became part of my consciousness, my being.
You know, Tony, great segue, by the way, and I was looking for an in, and you just gave it to me, so thank you very, very much for that, because, you know, you are a self-made millionaire. You came to this country with just basically the shirt on your back and very little money in your pocket, and now you own properties in Phoenix and properties in California, and, I mean, this, that, and the other thing. Let's shift gears for just a minute. We've got a few more minutes on the call. Let's just shift gears for a minute. Talk to us a little bit about, Tony, about the mindset, about becoming, you know, you don't have to be millionaires, but becoming financially independent. Let's just talk about that for a minute.
Well, a good question, Kevin, and you ask great questions, brother. You should have your own talk show. Dave Harvey's out of the way. Move on, Kevin. You're awesome, Kevin.
Thank you.
You know, Kevin, the thing that was holding me back and the thing that I watch with people all the time, having my doctorate in psychology, I watch people and I observe people because I love watching how they act, how they walk, how they talk, the language they use. And I, too, used to be very fearful and very doubtful because I didn't know. And when we don't know, we're fearful and we have doubts. And doubt tends to crowd out very powerful thinking because, as I just mentioned momentarily, you are, and I say this respectfully, you are so much more than what you are right now. Your thinking has got you to where you are right now. So it's time to take responsibility. One of the things that was holding me back was that fear, Kevin, we talked about, and doubt. And I went to a Tony Robbins seminar, and one afternoon he literally obliterated those thoughts. And he said, everybody in the room can become successful if you make your mind up. He was washing his dishes in his bathtub, and he was frustrated, and he told me to double my frustration. I told him I was already frustrated. He said, double it. And I didn't understand what he meant. I now understand when you're frustrated, that's a really good thing. When you're doubly frustrated or quadruply or triply frustrated, but don't take it out on your family, your wife. Take it out on the energy that you create internally to manifest things that you want for your life and for your wife and for your kids and for your mom and your dad. That is why it's very important that you write down your goals, because you're sick and tired of living the way you're living and it's not working for you. If it's not working for you, seek out partners and mentors who can help you. And this is why it's important that you go to self-esteem seminars. I teach, as you know, Kevin, people confuse it with T. Harv Eker, but it's not. I teach the Mindful Millionaire. How do you get from where you are to where you need to go? What needs to happen? What thoughts do you need to embrace? Who do you need to get around? What do you need to get rid of? How do you not sabotage your thinking? What holds you back? What are some of the fears that you have? What are some of the doubts that you have? What type of programming did you have when you were growing up? Did you grow up in a family where you were told to sit down and not speak and not talk? And was it a very controlling family? Was it a family that was very negative, that was holding you back from really blossoming and becoming hugely successful? So one of the things that I teach people and I share with those of us on the call tonight is you've got to write down some goals for yourself. And goals give your life meaning and give your life purpose. Well, some people tell me I don't have any goals because my parents told me I never amount to much. I hear people tell me that at my seminars all the time. And I said, well, what if you were to amount to something? What would that look like? So it changes the whole perspective. So write down a goal for yourself, and then write out a second, write down a third, and give it a timeline. Not too high, not too low, but give yourself a goal that you know you have to stretch to get it. And that goal might be talk to 5 new people every day, talk to 5 new people every week, talk to 50 people a month, talk to 10 people a month, talk to 10 people a week, maybe talk to 10 people a day if that's possible for you. And when you talk to those 10 people, share the opportunity. How are you going to share that opportunity? You're going to share that opportunity with enthusiasm and with excitement. And that excitement and energy will spill over into the hearts and minds of the other person, so he or she will make a decision in your favor. It may take a little while to get there if you've had a lot of negative programming. So a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And that's why, Kevin, I created the Millionaire Tapes that you can listen to the CDs or the DVDs on a daily basis. There's 6 CDs and 6 DVDs. And when you listen to them, you can't help but be transformed. You can't help but be excited. I get excited myself, Kevin, listening to my own CDs, driving in my car. I want to order them myself. I like them so much because I get fired up by listening to them. I get fired up by being around you. But that magic word that Brian Tracy taught me and many of the great leaders in this great country, Martin Luther King, said, you don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. And he said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and we're here to serve. So if you're not getting the results that you want from your business, take a look at your thinking. Take a look at the message that you are creating. Take a look at the information that you have in front of you. Do you understand the comp plan? Do you understand the back office? Do you understand how to fill out the forms? Do you understand the product? Do you understand how to communicate with people? If you don't, go to ICU. Go to a seminar. Go to Super Saturday. Get around some of the leaders. Call them up. It's amazing, Kevin. I live a life that most people only dream of. I live in a beautiful Italian villa worth millions of dollars in the Malibu countryside, and I say that respectfully, and I have multiple homes, as you know, multiple millions of dollars worth of real estate. A couple of years ago, Kevin, I was sleeping on the floor. I was sleeping on a futon. I didn't have a credit card. I didn't even have a phone. I had nothing. I didn't even have a car. I was borrowing cars and trying to get around. And then I went to a seminar, and my whole life changed literally in an instant. Tony Robbins had told me to go to the beach in Santa Monica. Go to a beach, go anywhere quiet, he said, and get a piece of paper and write down all the goals you want for your life. And Kevin, I wrote down goals that were so crazy, I never thought they'd ever come to pass. And guess what? They've come to pass. Because when you write them down, they become part of your DNA. They become part of your consciousness, as Wayne Dyer calls God consciousness. They become part of who you are. You don't have to know how to get there. Just write it down, and it will happen, as Pastor Joel Osteen says. You don't have to see it all. It's going to happen for you. Keep your eye on the ball. Stay focused. Take massive action. get around the right people, stay away from naysayers, stay away from negative people, go to the classes, go to the courses, get the DVDs. If you don't get mine, get Tony Robbins, get Les Brown, get Jack Canfield, get Mark Victor Hansen. They're all my colleagues. They're all my friends. We've all helped each other. As Jim Rohn, the late Jim Rohn, says, you can't expect someone else to do your push-ups for you. You got to start doing your push-ups. You got to show up. You got to take responsibility. You got to be sitting right at the front when a speaker comes to town, your speaker comes to town, whoever that is. Learn the products. Know the business. Immerse yourself in this business, and you too will become successful if you get around the right people. But you got to make the first step.
Tony, I could talk with you all night, my friend. I just love your energy, and I love your points of view. I just love your, you know, the way you represent. And thank you for that. And before I let you go tonight, I talked early on in the call about being the value of becoming an executive. And you know, you've heard the term, you've been around Isagenix long enough, you know what that's all about. Well, Isagenix has a deadline out there, Tony. It's July 15th. They've actually given every single person that is not yet an executive a chance to become what we call a crystal executive and actually garner that $1,000 bonus. Now, there are some people on this call, Tony, who haven't taken any action towards that yet. And there are people on this call I know that want to make that happen, yet believe that possibly that it can't. What would you say to those people, Tony, with now 16 days left before the deadline? Let's talk specifics for just a second. What can they do?
Well, first of all, they've got to get involved. They've got to take action. And a big word I wrote down, Kevin, in big print in front of me here in my desk, they've got to get focused. You know, if you sit long enough, as the late Margaret Thatcher, former British Prime Minister, said, if you sit long enough in the middle of the road, eventually, Kevin, someone will come along and run you over. I have people come up to me and say, I wish I would have taken better care of myself. I wish I would have taken action. I knew about Isagenix 12, 13 years ago. I knew about it. My friends got involved, and they all became very wealthy, and I got left behind. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and tonight is the night you take that first step. And if you don't know how to take that first step, call me, call Kevin, call Susan, email us, call your sponsor. If you can't get a hold of your sponsor, call the next person you can get a hold of and say, I need help. It's amazing, Kevin. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. The number of people that don't reach out to me because I've been blessed and very successful, don't reach out to me and say, how did you become successful? Can I buy you tea, juice, coffee? Can we make a shake? Can you meet me? Can you meet me for 15 minutes and give me some information that I may be missing that has made you hugely successful? It's amazing to me. Many of my friends have never called me, Kevin. They've seen me become successful, have never called me, have never asked for advice. What is that all about? So tonight, no more excuses. Take 100% responsibility for your life right now. You are so much more than what you are right now. Take the first step. Remember, you don't have to see the whole staircase. This is your opportunity right now to step up. Become a crystal executive. You're going to get that bonus. You're going to get involved. You're going to start rocking, and you'll start building on your success and start building and building and building. You're going to walk in the light instead of the dark. You're going to walk with energy. You're going to walk with passion. You're going to walk with enthusiasm. You're going to work it morning, noon, and night. And you're going to get your dreams. So you got to take action right now. Get the forms, fill them in, get in the back office, call Kevin, call me, call Susan, whoever it is you need to call, call and make that decision right now.
Tony, thank you very much for the call to action. I appreciate you so much, my friend. You know I love you dearly.
Thank you, Kevin.
What's that?
I'll see you at Celebration. I also wanted to mention, if I may, I'll be in Portland, Oregon, 18th of July, with my wonderful friend there, Beth Baska, 18th of July, Portland, Oregon, Saturday, Super Saturday, 9 to 2, 9 to 3. If you know somebody up in that area, call me, email me. I'll take care of them for you. Come and introduce me to them. I'll make sure that they're well taken care of in the room. 18th of July, Portland, Oregon, with Beth Baska. I'm doing Super Saturdays all over the country.
Beautiful. And we're going to get you back here to Phoenix here pretty soon, too. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, hey, before we let you go, Tony, why don't you let everybody know where they can pick up all your amazing materials?
All right, a lot of books, 14 books out. The new one's coming out very soon. Actually, my current book is How to Think Like a Millionaire, How to Act Like a Millionaire. And then the new one that just came out is about relationships, How to Fight Less and Love More. It's called Mindful Romance. And then, of course, I have a new book coming out as well on Mother Teresa, and that'll be out in about 5 or 6 months. We're well through, almost halfway through that 200 pages. Mother Teresa was my mentor, and so I'm dedicating my life and my works, not my life, I'm dedicating my life, I've always dedicated my life to my mother's, my biological mother in Ireland, and Mother Teresa, who's my second mother, who guided me in so much of my work and so much of my healing and some of the work that I do with the homeless and the sick here in Los Angeles and around the country. So if people want any of my books, they can go on my website. There are some of my own products on there, so ignore that. Just go to the book category, www.radiant, R-A-D-I-A-N-T, Radiant Greens, greens.com. Or you can call my office after 9 Pacific time. Ask for Becky or Lorraine at my office. They're my office managers, 818-575-7558, 818-575-7558. By the way, all of my books, with the exception of one or two, have a chapter or so on isogenics. Use these as tools to help you build your business. Stay focused, keep your eye on the ball, take massive action. And Kevin, I know you always like me to say this to you. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the rain fall softly upon your fields, the sun shine warmly on your face. Until we meet again, may God hold you safely in the palm of his hands. Only one life that soon has passed, only what's done with love will last. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your call this evening. God bless you.
Tony, I love you to death, my friend. Thank you very, very much.